to the late 1980s, and this is Bill Clinton when he was running for president in 1992, criticizing Donald Trump. Let's watch.
It was here at Wharton in the 1980s that the students nicknamed the investment banking club the Unindicted. And the Wharton Wall of Fame, which honors famous alumni chosen by the students, kept photos of Donald Trump, who glorified the art of the deal without regard to productivity, the art of the deal, and Michael Milken on display until one went bankrupt and the other was on his way to jail.
Roger Stone, that was from 1992. Your comment?
First of all, Bill Clinton's the last person in the world should talk about unindicted. Anyone who had read Peter Schweitzer's book on Clinton cash would realize that the Clintons have been lining their pockets using the nexus of the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, which is a slush fund for grifters, to both enrich themselves and create a luxury travel service for themselves. Secondarily, Donald Trump never went bankrupt. He used the bankruptcy laws in Atlantic City. He brought some companies into bankruptcy, which is a completely legitimate financial technique. In all honesty, he saved himself hundreds of millions of dollars. That's the guy I want running the federal budget. Somebody who is tough and smart and knows how to save money. I think it's not dumb. I think it's smart. Bill Clinton really is the last person in the world should be commenting on responsibility.